from WRI Studios. This is the Defenders Live with our very own Miss Anna Edwards. Let's hear what Miss Anna has to say. So, Anna, take it away.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live, and I am your host, Anna Edwards. I am live, and today I'm going to bring you an interview that I did with Janine Bell of the Olegba Folklore Society, speaking of Kwanzaa. The Defenders is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality. And to learn more about that, visit defendersfje.org and defendersfje.blogspot.com. Today is the last show of 2011, and I just wanted to make sure that you were tuned in, that I was tuned in to you, and that we are looking forward to next year. In addition to the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival happening on Saturday, December 31st, there is also the Kwanzaa Celebration happening on Friday, December 30th at the Powhatan Recreation Center. And that one is sponsored by the Richmond Kwanzaa Collective. And for information about that, 804-389-2595. And very quickly, in the spirit of moving through things in order to move forward, we have all been experiencing in some direct and indirect ways the occupation movement of 2011. And the occupation movement has been one manifestation of the people's struggle against oppression in our society. And it's been happening all over the world. People are speaking out. Even a friend of mine who has stayed away from politics to a most amazing degree has taken up a lot of Facebook space, finally venting her feelings about the dynamics of her situation in today's economy. And so I want to use that to just mention to you once again that on Saturday, January 14th, will be the 2012 Virginia People's Assembly 4th Annual Statewide Networking Conference, March, and Indoor Rally to demand jobs, peace, and justice. And on that note, I am going to turn it over to the interview that I had with Janine Bell in the shop, in the lovely comfy chairs at the Olegba Folklore Society in downtown Richmond. And I hope that you enjoy this show and, again, the idea of moving through to move forward, because I think that's going to be the theme for the show in 2012. Thanks again, and we will talk to you soon.
Just gonna turn it on. We're gonna start. Welcome, Janine. How are you?
I am well, thank you. In this holiday season of joy and Thanksgiving and forward thinking and family, community, and culture.
That's right. That's right. We are, today we are talking with Janine Bell. She is the founding director of the Olegba Folklore Society. And this year, as for each of perhaps the last 20 or 21 years, the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival is upon us. And, you know, I'd like for you to give folks, you know, kind of an idea of what you're thinking about this year's Kwanzaa and why should people come?
Well, you know, this year's event, some things you have to just give to spirit to allow it to be in alignment. And so this year's event is happening on the very last day of the year. It's a time of transition. We're in this winter solstice time of stillness, and so that newness can emerge in the light. And that last day of the year is the sixth day of the seven-day holiday. And the principle is Kuumba, creativity, to do all you can, or to do all we can in the way that we can, to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we found it. And so as we are all co-creators with God in this life, we have the opportunity to create our reality, to make things better, to recognize the power that we hold in our hands, to be blessed and to be a blessing. So I'm hoping that those who join us this year will feel coming to the festival is a blessing, because we're having the legendary actress and humanitarian Ruby Dee.
Yeah. I was so delighted to see that, in part because I think for a lot of us of a certain generation, Ruby Dee is synonymous with her husband, Ossie Davis, and from that idea of her being a humanitarian, you know, you're only one step away from social justice, and there's certainly a lot going on this year that makes her a poignant and an appropriate guest.
Well, you know, she talks about, you know, being in the theater arts, but not in a Hollywood sort of a way. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like we at the Alegba Folklore Society being in the arts, but not in a entertainment sort of a way, although we hope people enjoy what we do. And so when you get in that realm, it is all about social justice. It's all about social equity. It's all about cultural realities. It's all about spirit, power, empowerment, acknowledgement. And so when I think about that principle, Kuumba, and I think about Miss D, it's the story of her life with her husband, Ossie Davis. Do all we can the way that we can. And so I'm hoping that she will be autobiographical.
It's an effective way to bring people into the journey with you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. As the elder artist, we can sit at her knee, as is appropriate in African traditions, and absorb her wisdom.
Yeah.
Not the elderly, get out of my way, the elders whose vision and sight we need. And to remind us about those others of her peers and colleagues, and also ancestors through her stories. And hopefully she will charge us as we go forward a new generation. In this 2011 Capital City Kwanzaa Festival, as she might describe it, a let it be known affair. And so the African Market opens at 1. This is Saturday, December 31st, the show place.
That's right.
Over on Mechanicsville Turnpike. And so the African Market opens at 1 o'clock, and then the drum call, so people can, well, before the drum call, people can browse and buy and dicker and make new friends and, you know, get some food and, you know, just kind of immerse themselves in the environment that we're creating. And then at 2 o'clock, the drum call, the processional, the Alegba Folklore Societies, African dancers and drummers will lead the audience in the important and significant candle lighting ceremony. This is the Kwanzaa holiday's 45th year.
Actually, I wanted you to talk a little bit about that and why you brought the Kwanzaa Festival to Richmond. Why did you feel it was important to start that here?
Well, the Alegba Society didn't start it, but we took up the baton when it was our turn. And it's important because we here in Richmond and every place need to reconnect, remember who we are, And, you know, the way that we got here as Africans in America was not all that pretty. And so as a part of that, the thing that makes us whole, our very essence, was systematically removed. Some would say it's a removal that's still underway. And some, as a part of that removal, you know, sometimes I use the analogy of a beautiful bouquet of roses. They're so lovely when they're first presented. All in the water, some of them are still blooming, but they're in the water, they're not in the soil, they are not rooted. And so they'll be beautiful for a while, but then they'll begin to distort and assume a new sensibility. And many of us are trying to operate with some sort of normalcy off of that new sensibility. So Kwanzaa, first fruits of the harvest, based on traditional West, not West African, but African harvest festivals, where, you know, the seed has been planted, the land has been tended, the prayers have been given, the ceremonies and rituals have been held, the hope is there, the faith is there, and the harvest happens. And so from 1619 and some would say earlier, with the presence of Africans in Florida, African people have been tending the land and hoping to sprout the seeds. And in Richmond, where during the period of enslavement, more Africans came than anybody else, or than anywhere else. There's a huge need here for that recollection. And recreation. And we're happy that people travel here from not only around the metro area in the state, but from the Mid-Atlantic region. And so I'm happy that people come here to celebrate with the Alegba Folklore Society and all those gathered this holiday in this place. You know, 45 years ago, it was 1966, and it was the height of the civil rights movement and the Black Power movement, and all of that were shouts out in the face of discrimination and inequality and
violence.
You know, as often as I can, I encourage people when they have their summer outdoor eating gatherings that they refrain to call them picnics or barbecues because of that very violence.
Some of our listeners might not be familiar with why those terms are problematic. You want to tell us?
Well, you know, sometimes people say, well, you know, you're always talking about history and what happened when, and, you know, can't we just be who we are, where we are? That Adinkra symbol and saying the Sankofa, go back and fetch it, remembering where you've been so that you can, with more clarity, chart where you're going. And so we have to kind of think about and talk about this history that sometimes we've emotionalized, but we don't really necessarily articulate it all that well. So lynching was a control mechanism. And, you know, that's another conversation for another day. But they were fun gatherings for many of the people who came. And in fact, I was just here in the Cultural Center uncovering some of the memorabilia that we've collected, and I found a postcard with an African man who had been lynched and burned. On the postcard, with people gathered all around, looking all satisfied, maybe they had collected the trophies of the gathering. And the note to the friend said, "Here we are at our barbecue. See me there on the left. Wish you were here."
Wow.
So it's really no joke. And so when we can recapture the grace and the dignity of what our culture gives us, then we can rise above the damage of these inequities.
Right.
So, you know, Kwanzaa is not a time for living in the past, but it's a time for standing on a foundation and going forward, giving thanks for accomplishments, crossing that symbolic line into the next year to project new growth, so that we're always continuing.
It's as though it's the celebratory, affirmative aspect of truth and reconciliation in order to move forward.
Absolutely.
You have to have the truth. You have to recognize where we've been, where we are, and then we can celebrate what we have accomplished and where we're going to go. It's really quite a journey. And when you think about it, that it's for African Americans and for people who have gone through struggle or are going through struggle, that's a lot to process, you know, as a part of your regular life. And so moments for affirmation and celebration are incredibly important. You need to be able to just do that.
That's right. Let it go. Release. Yeah. Feel in community with people.
Yes. Yeah.
And feel whole in oneself and with people, and come in the multi-generations and sit together and be together. So in addition to Ruby Dee, and I'm just so excited about that, and our own dancers and drummers, we'll have jazz with Sharon Ray North.
Nice.
And we'll have some conscious hip-hop, Ja-I Witness. And in speaking of social justice, I'm excited about this young brother gracing our stage, because he's the son of one of our regional icons from Awareness Art Ensemble, reggae band, social justice speakers.
Yeah.
One of the leaders of the band, Olamina. So he's grown up in this. And he's going to be saying it like he sees it. And then Truth and Rights, staying in the thematic, Truth and Rights reggae band. And that's only the stage, because we also have, and the market, we mentioned that, but we also have workshops for people to be involved in. We have workshops for children. They can visit the culture kingdom and make things that they can take home, learn things, recite information about what Kwanzaa means and what their culture means in their life, in their perspective.
Right.
And so I think that's very strengthening, because our children are the ones, our children are the ones who are really, can really be at the mercy of popular culture, which now includes technology that keeps you distracted from everything that keeps you clear.
And it is relentless. It is absolutely relentless. Yeah.
So if in this scenario they can come into it with a sense of cultural grounding, a sense of selfness, then they can certainly benefit from the positive aspects of technology and use it well. We'll have workshops for adults. It's become a favorite at the festival. The healing space, the Reiki masters, the massage therapists, the aromatherapists. You know, we got to get a tune-up.
I'm telling you.
And at the end of the year, why not, what more better time? Get the energy read. And speaking of that, there'll be some additional spirit reading there. Consultation that people can choose to engage in. Social justice and survival, there are those among us who are very much focused on survival techniques and mechanisms, being one with nature, being able to recognize Mother Earth's angels in nature that are our salves and our salvation, because you never know.
That's right.
You know, some of the places where we live, they're all teched out and on the grid, and if that stuff goes down, people are lost.
I'm telling you, a little loss of electricity, and we're all wandering around in the dark.
So there'll be some people there who can, you know, help us to see simple things. And wandering around in the dark, again, some of our young people, they are compelled to the street. It looks to be so, such a wonderful place to be. So much excitement, so much going on, but we'll have a young man there who's actually from Richmond, and he's an author now. After he spent some time away. And he's talking about, now that he has a little more clarity, what that street life was really like. And he'll be there to talk to folks about his learnings, to exhibit the book. I think that's really great. And other workshops during the course of the day. So we want to create a fullness for people so that they can, you know, touch the event wherever it makes sense for
them. No, I think that it's always been a very, very rich event. And always, you know, it seems like there's something for everybody. And it is that sort of touch point at the end of the year for the community. And I think certainly for Alegba, because you do so many things over the course of the year in order to help people with that journey through culture to experience those the touchstones with the community and that strengthening. And I love the idea that it is about coming together to be community, to share community with each other, because even as we are struggling to recognize the problems between our communities, we still have to find those ways to work together. As our varied community. In this one big community.
You're absolutely right. And often we get caught up with the blocks instead of with the openings in between.
And it is, it's like trying to understand more clearly what Sankofa means, right? Which is you go back and fetch it in order to be able to move it forward, not in order to stay there.
That's right. It's not about being stuck. In fact, we need to get unstuck. We need to get unstuck so that we can loosen it up to it forward. So, you know, we're inviting our listeners to come out to the Capital City Kwanzaa Festival on December 31st. 1 to 9 p.m., you know, bring the bags that we tend to carry around with us into the arena and then let them go there.
That's it.
allow the transformation to take place, enjoy, wave at your girlfriends mm-hmm. and guy friends across the room, mm-hmm. see all the children gathered together. Everybody's the mother and father at that moment, yes. and they're all sisters yes. and brothers, and, you know, enjoy the music and the dance and the food. Oh, we got good food.
That's right. Mm-mm. That's right.
Because we deserve it.
I think so. And we have deserved this time with you. So I want to thank you once again. It's been a couple years, but I'm really glad that we could get together and do it and just let people know what it's about. And so we will encourage people to check it out and be there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate all that you do with your organization, keeping us informed, not only here in Richmond, but in the world, about issues that are common to all of us. Mm-hmm. Encouraging us to come out, to speak out, to be a part of to be the change that we seek.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks again, Janine.
Thank you, too.
And we will talk to you soon. Very good.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
All right, you are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. That was another edition of The Defenders Live with our very own Miss Anna Edwards. We hope that you enjoyed it.